الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم ماذا يسير يا رسول الكريم يا حبيب العظيم انظر حالنا وإشوالنا وأبدنا بمددكم ونظركم ماذا يسير يا سلطان الأولياء من شيخ عبد الفايز الدغستاني ماذا يسير يا سلطان الأولياء من شيخ محمد ناظم عبد الحقاني مدد يا سيدي يا سلطان قلوبنا مولانا الشيخ هشام كباني مدد الحق يا حجة الله يا المخلص أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أطيع الله أطيع الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم الحمد لله always a reminder for myself يا ربي أنا عبدك العجيز والضعيف ومسكين وظالم وجهل if not by your grace and your rahmah I cease to exist and that alhamdulillah we pray to be nothing and that Allah dress us from His Divinely Rahmah and Mercy and dress us from the love of Sayyidina Muhammad Alhamdulillah awliyaullah come into our life and teach us that to seek knowledge and to seek the reality of ourselves. Who knows themselves will know their Lord. Holy hadith of Prophet that who knows himself will know his Lord. And this way is based on knowing the self and the reality that Allah has encoded upon the self. And all of Holy Qur'an is in 30 juz, all 30 juz is in 7 verses of the Holy Surah, Surat al-Fatiha. And many realities dressing means all of the realities of Holy Qur'an, whatever we can imagine is dressing these holy 7 verses of Surat al-Fatiha. And all of Surat al-Fatiha is dressing Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, and all of Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem dressing the secret of Ba. And that Ba is a bab, is a door. And Prophet describing, Anna Madina tul ilm, I am the city of knowledges. And Ali, Babu. And Imam Ali salam is the caretaker of the Bab. So means that the reality of the Zulfiqar and the reality of Imam Ali salam is at that Ba. Saying, do you want to enter? Because as soon as that Ba unfolds like a laser, only now we understood when they're describing how all that reality in 30 juz means this vast power. Allah is dressing it into those 30 juz, now condensing into Fatiha, condensing into Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. So must be immense power on that Ba. And then describing, Asadullah al-Ghalib, the victorious lion of Allah is holding a Zulfiqar and saying, you want to enter to the Ba, means you want to enter into that reality. That reality it's dressing before we can truly understand. Allah says, I gave to you one of the greatest gifts is Surat al-Fatiha. And I gave to you a gift that I gave to no nation before was Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. And when we trying to understand the realities of Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, because we say it first, it may not have the majestic reality of what it's carrying. It is the crown of all creation, it is the crown of Sayyidina Muhammad that is a tremendous gift from Allah. So when we're reciting Surat al-Fatiha, the 7 verses of Surat al-Fatiha is a description of the maqam in which we are moving in. And because we recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Raheem means we're reciting it from the paradise reality, not understanding that these are dresses that are dressed upon insan. Means when they're trying to reach towards their marifa, because the holy hadith of Prophet who knows himself will know his Lord means take a path in which to know yourself. So start at the end. And the gate and the rahmah which Allah gave, it says, I'm giving you this bab, I'm giving you this opportunity to rise. By what? By giving you Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, because no nation had it because it's in paradise realities. So they didn't achieve that mirage, they didn't achieve that reality to get the Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. But for you, the nation of Sayyidina Muhammad, I brought that bab, that gate, that reality down. So that it's right at your door, it's a tremendous gift because of my wa ma arsalnaka rahmatan lil alameen, because my love for Sayyidina Muhammad, I'm making it easy for his nation, come through this gate. So then when you enter Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, what station are we on in life? It's actually Siratul Ladina An'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdaleen. Means that beginning gate is our life. When we want to know what's my darajat, what my station, the translations are different for everyone. This is an answer to our life, that when we're coming to the way of Allah, you recite the last verse of Fatiha and begin to contemplate, what is my path? What's the path that God wants for you? Anyone watching there, watching in their homes, wherever they are in the world, you say, I'm on this path, I'm on that path. I don't care what your opinion is of what you think your path is. God Almighty Allah is telling you, your path should be the path on whom I have bestowed all my favors. Some people say, rahmah and mercy, all my grace. Your path in life should be the path in which I have bestowed my mercy, my grace, my tajallis, my happiness. Is your path based on that reality? Do you truly think that what you're doing in life is a path in which Allah is happy? Your actions are making Allah happy? That you're taking a path towards that reality? Because then Allah describes, just to clarify, this path that you think your own, it's not the path of who've angered me, and definitely not the path of those who keep going astray. So whatever you think your Islam is, your Christianity is, your Judaism is, whatever you think you are following, Allah giving at the head of that gate, you say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, you go to that gate, that clarifies, because that's hatta dunya. Because when we are reciting, we're reciting from paradise to dunya. But we are living on dunya trying to reach towards paradise. On dunya the gate is clearly in front of us, the takeaway in which my favor, my rahmah, my rida, my grace is upon that way. Are you doing what's making me happy? Whatever you think is your path, are you making me happy? Definitely don't make your path in which you're going to make me angry. And don't make your path in which it was astray. You know that that's not my way. You know what they're saying, they say even within Islam, we're not talking exclusive. If you think that you can go out and kill and harm people, you've already earned Allah's anger and you've definitely gone astray, then you should know you are not on the way of Allah. Whatever you're reciting is not even valid and nothing is being even sent into Divinely Presence. Means it becomes a litmus test for our lives. That, Ya Rabbi, is what I'm doing your way? Are you happy with me? Is your grace upon me? Do I have to drink and take drugs just to sleep at night to quiet my consciousness? Or I sleep like an angel, I put my head on the pillow as if I'm dead, and in the morning you rise like you're dead, like you went to some other zone and came back. Some people really would cherish a peaceful sleep, but all night long they're unwinding and debating and thinking. Because they're in continuous conflict with themselves. They know from their maqs, from their brain, and what their soul is telling them is in a big dispute. Your soul telling you should be submitting, we are going to be meeting the Almighty soon. Some may meet Him in 5 minutes, some may meet Him in 50 years. And Allah said that, make sure that your path is something that my grace and my mercy, that I'm happy with you. And whatever you do in life, can you say Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem on that action? If you cannot, then don't do it. Don't enter into Allah's anger, and don't enter into Allah's misguidance. Whom Allah guides is a guided soul, whom Allah does not guide will never find guidance. Means that our whole life is that debate. If you can rise above that struggle where you're constantly choosing between right and wrong, ثم عمّنوا ثم كفروا, one day you're believing, one day you're not believing, one day you're believing, one day you're not believing. Then they say, no, who knows himself to know his Lord, means begins the real struggle that, Ya Rabbi, that's it, until I die I'm going on that way seeking only that which pleases you and abstaining from all that angers you and makes it to be as if I've gone astray. That I don't need to battle my consciousness. It means every time I'm meditating to think that, is Allah happy with me? Ilahi anta maqsoodi wa ridat matloob. All Ahlul Tariqah are told by their shaykhs, your only zikr is that, Ya Rabbi, I'm begging your forgiveness and seeking your satisfaction. If you think you accomplish that, because this is the seventh level going towards the seven paradises. This is the hat of dunya, the next level that the soul is moving in its reality. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. When you chose a path, because this was the path at the gate, when you chose that path that you're now entering into an ocean in which you're going to be truthful to your Lord, Ya Rabbi, I'm asking to take your straight path. One of the names of Sayyidina Muhammad is Sayyidina Siratul Mustaqim. Is awliyaullah come into our life. If you want to take a path in which Allah happy, then follow those whom are on the path of Allah's rida and satisfaction. For Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah wajib al takhleed. It's mandatory. In Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah wajib al takhleed. That you have to follow somebody who's following, somebody who followed, somebody who followed, somebody who followed, all the way to Ashabul Kiram, the holy and noble companions of Sayyidina Muhammad, because they followed. قُلْ إِنِ كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهَ فَتَبِعُونِي وَيُحِبُكُمُ اللَّهَ. You have to be from tabi'een and tabi'een who followed Prophet ﷺ. Means that a whole tariqah teaching is that your nazar, all your physical vision and your spiritual vision put upon your qadam, put upon your path, put upon your feet. Ya Rabbi, where are these feet taking me? When you look around you say, this is not the path of my shaykh and this is not the path of Prophet ﷺ. So then you're not on Siratul Mustaqim. Means if you're making your life to go out and make fitna, there are people now who just type and put out crazy things to make fitna, to make arguments, to make crazy things, crazy talks, just continuously that what was talk before. Now is with your fingers. Your fingers, they should make some artwork for our artists that show fingers with lips. Because people think they're typing and they're not talking anymore. No, no, Allah, I'm going to seal your lips when I grab you. I'm going to grab your hands and your feet. Means that what you're putting from your hands and what you're writing and typing and the fitna that you want to make in life, you don't think Allah is angered by that? Means that people of tafakkur, they think, Ya Rabbi, I better not do anything that might be angering you. Then they become silent, then they become quiet. They don't talk, they don't do anything until they've been given permission, go out and guide. Until that time they are virtually unknown because they know what their hands produce and what their lips say, Allah will hold them to account. So Siratul Mustaqim Because then that reality that they're entering in, Ya Rabbi, let me enter into that presence. You want that presence? Then the love of Sayyidina Muhammad begins to enter. The Sayyidina Siratul Mustaqeem, that the presence and the ruhaniyat of Prophet is opening on that maqam, that I am Allah's Siratul Mustaqeem. That's why the Sunnah wa Jama'ah means they are following on the Siratul Mustaqeem, they follow on the footsteps, they follow on the qadam of Prophet qadam al-haq. They follow from the companions qadam al-siddiq, and they follow on the qadam from Atiullah, Atiya Rasulullah, Ulul Amri Minkum, the Ulul Am. They are the people of the Muqaddam, they follow the qadam of their shaykh. They don't look up, they don't look right, they don't look left, they just look at the feet. My feet over your feet, may take me on Siratul Mustaqeem. If that path opens and you find yourself, I'm doing what Prophet did. I'm going for my Jummah, I go for my prayers, I go for zikr, I go for mahfil. What more beautiful than that versus trying to compensate into your mind that, oh, maybe if Prophet was here he'd be doing that. No, 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 it's not true, Prophet wouldn't be doing that. You do what Prophet would be doing, then you know your life is Siratul Mustaqeem. If your life is Siratul Mustaqeem, then they begin to open. These are now the openings of the maqam al-iman, where Allah then taking your soul, you want the reality? Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. For verily Ya Rabbi, only I worship you. And all and only I seek help is in from you, Ya Rabbi. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. I mean, this is now a station in which every battle is beginning to take place. For real, real tawheed, real iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een is verily, Ya Rabbi, I worship only you and I seek only your help, and there is no awliya who comes into anyone's life and should compete with Allah's will. Those are charlatans. So when they have, Allah says, have you taken your awliya as your lords and your protectors? And they say, what does that mean? Does that mean you don't have awliya? No, it means that those are not the right awliya. The guides and pious people, they're never conflicting with Allah's will, they're never trying to change Allah's will, they're merely here to guide people for you to submit to Allah's will. That if they teach you in a different way, you'll be more peaceful, you'll be more tranquil. Do these zikrs, do this contemplation, do these du'as, that your dialogue with Allah, this is your qismat and written for you. They only make your journey to be a little bit more comfortable, and they begin to pray on your behalf if that's some sort of hardship. But they begin to teach a deep, deep reality of Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. This is the maqam in which qadab and faith are in a big battle. As we talked last night about the levels of the heart, means how you can have faith and you can have anger. Because the reality of anger is from ignorance. When you're angry at something and you direct it to a person and say, I'm really angry at you for what happened, its reality is it's coming from Allah. So awliya and those whom trained by awliya Allah, they're saying, be careful now. Because when you're angry at that person and the heat of that battle and you're such a moron and why'd you do like that, when you go to meditate, Allah inspire within your heart that, hey, who are you yelling at? Who are you angry with? I'm pulling his strings. You don't believe that everything in this world is under my taslim? Do you think anything moves 1 inch left or 1 inch right, especially with you whom I love and I'm guiding? You think somebody escaped my control and my power? Nothing moves out of Allah's hand left or right, but everything is completely under Allah's dominion. So there's no need to be angry, just you submit to Allah's will. When there's a character in our life, why being angry? It's the opposite of accepting Allah's will. Because who are you angry at? That's why awliya come, be careful, be careful. While you're cursing and yelling and screaming at that person, you better visualize as if Allah's right there, God forbid. and you're actually angry with Allah. You're angry with what He wrote for you, you're angry with what He's bringing as a destiny for you. Even the destiny through someone's hand that's coming to you, it's coming from Allah. They understood complete taslim, complete submission. That when you go back in your tafakkur and you're angry and angry at this one, angry at that one, they come and teach you, you're pretty angry probably only at Allah. Better correct that. And begin to meditate, you should begin to cry. Because Allah is the best to keep His hisab. He's going to take His hisab with you. So you're angry at me? You were yelling at all these people, this one, that one, this one? You must have been angry at what I wrote for you. Let's talk. It's not going to be good. Allah, Prophet described, don't ask for a meeting with Allah where He's going to go over His hisab. You come through the bab of rahmah and mercy. No, Ya Rabbi, I want to take my hisab. Okay, if I take a hisab on that, I'm going to account for everything. You go through a major audit, nobody survives that audit. So it means these are the knowledges of awliyaullah to bring down the anger. What do I have to be angry for, Ya Rabbi? Whatever is happening, you're writing it, Ya Rabbi. I'm not going to enter into anger, I'm asking, Ya Rabbi, just grant me sabr. Grant me a patience, Ya Rabbi. Grant me a patience until You can put into my heart a sakinah, a tranquility so that I can pass whatever this situation. If You ever want, only if You want, Ya Rabbi, grant me a hikmah and a wisdom on why, because then pious people are granted a hikmah from Allah. Do you know why that happened? And I grant you a wisdom and a knowledge of it. That way your understanding of my testing, and when you want to go out and deal with people, you understand how I operate. But those who are jahal, they don't understand, and their anger and their fighting and their continuous aggression is actually against Allah. And it's not, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'een. It's not me that you worship, and it's not me that you're asking help for. Because if you are truly worshipping only me, then you taslim. And we said many times before, one of the secrets of salawat, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina, come salatu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu, taslim. And they say, no, taslim, my shaykh, sallu alayhi wa sallimu, taslim. The secret of Durood al-Sharif is if you praise upon Prophet, the light of Prophet begins to dress the soul, and Prophet's guidance begins to give ishara to your soul that, Ya akhi, O my beloved walidi, that just submit, taslim, taslim, submit, stop your struggle and your fight. You're making a fool of yourself in Divinely Presence. What do you to fight about? Submit to Allah's will. As soon as you submit, maybe Allah will lift His hand from that test. But as much as you're struggling and trying to bite the fingers that are feeding you, submit. Once you submit, it's okay, you passed that one, go on to the next one. If submission is occurring, the qadab is going down, the anger is going down, the servant now is dressed with, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'een. They are truly the worshippers of Allah, and they seek support only from Allah. And that's why the hadith describes them, I become the hearing in which you hear, the seeing in which you see, the speaking in which you speak, the hands. Yadullah upon them means their hands have a qudra, the feet in which you move, because you are Siratul Mustaqeem. So much so that you are Rabbaniyoon, you ask me something, it become kun fayakun. Why? Because you are Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'een. You are worshipping me the way I want to be worshipped. My will upon your heart. So whatever you're actually asking is my asking through your heart, because you are already in submission to me. At that time Allah began to dress them from Maliki Yawmiddin. They met their death They're not waiting for a hisab on a day that something is going to be accounted. They reach the maut and qabl al maut. Malik yawmiddin means that they reach to their death. When Allah dressed them from sincerity, they begin in their tafakkur to see their qabr, and they see the condition of their qabr, and everybody's qabr is with the lights of Jahannam. And you have to revive yourself from that qabr to make it a light of paradise. I mean, everybody has a reserve ticket in the abode of difficulty. So when Allah wants to begin to open Malik yawmiddin for the servant, that I'm going to show you the day of judgment and who is the supreme and the sovereign lord of that day. They begin to see their qabr and all of their tafakkur, and they see all of its azab, they see all of its punishment, they see their place in the depth of that punishment, and their awliyaullah reminding them in their soul that you begin to make durood al-sharif and salawat on Sayyidina Muhammad, because Allah's ghadab never moves near Sayyidina Muhammad. And in their grave they begin the praisings upon Sayyidina Muhammad, and they see the ruhaniyat of Prophet come into their grave and begin to illuminate their grave, that when the haqq of Prophet comes, every falsehood that you brought into your grave will be washed away by the light of Prophet. And then Allah described, now do you understand who's Malik yawmiddin? Means that when the light of Prophet comes, it's a sun. When they describe Yawm al-Mashar, they described it as a sun that burning and melting everything. Well, we've been teaching for years now, direct yourself to the sun, because if you are from light, that sun is going to be an ecstasy for you. But if you are from the world of form, that's going to burn like heck or burn like hell. For others it's going to be paradise, because Allah described Yawm al-Mashar that there are some who are reclining on couches and thrones and chairs. Why? Because the sun of Prophet is shining everywhere and they're not melting, but they are in ecstasy of the light. Those whom lives were of form and life of dunya, where they have big surprise, now all of that form is melting in the presence of that light and of that reality. And then if they reach towards that understanding and they clean their qabr, Allah begin to dress them from Sifatul Rahman al-Rahim. From Sifatul Rahman is the oceans of light, that your soul is going to be dressed from my realities of Sifatul Rahman, and I'm going to be granting you from Ibadur Rahman that your soul be granted its light. A treasure within your heart will be opened and your soul be dressed by its lights, and Sifatul Rahim begins to dress your reality from the oceans of al-hayat. So then these awliyaullah, that's why when they say basira surat al-Fatiha, this is only one explanation from it, there's a haqqaiq from the top also coming down. This explanation going up is how Allah dressed them from Surat al-Fatiha. Means when they reached into that reality, Allah took their arwah and their soul, that you are now in my Sifatul Rahman, Ar-Rahman al-Arsh al-Istawa. Means that they are the sultans of this entire earth and created creation. One awliya can flip the whole world upside down if Allah give them permission. That sifat that Allah said, that sifat that is in charge of everything of the world of form, I'm dressing your soul, you are from Ibadur Rahman, the servants of the Sifatul Rahman. Then after like cooking, after I take your soul and dress it and dress it and bless it in that, I throw you into the oceans of Ar-Rahim. From Surat Yaseen, «Salaamun qawlan min Rabbir Rahim». Because you are now from the people of the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. I'll take your soul from its nur and I'm going to throw it into the oceans of Rahim, and it be dressed by Hayy. Because the Ra, these are Rabbaniyoon. Hayy, because they're Ahlul Hayat. Mim, because they are from the Muhammadan reality. And then they become Ahlul Hayat. Their light and their hayat, everywhere they go, they revive dead. Even dead things will come to life in their presence. And the hardest to revive is the heart of the believer, and for them very easy. The soul in the presence of their presence revives the souls that are dead. That was what Nabi Musa was looking for when he was looking for one of those servants, Sayyidina Khidr salam. And he said, "What happened? I thought we were going to eat, and there was a dried fish that came to life and jumped back into the river." And that was a sign of their presence, that they can take that which is dead, the fish is the soul. They can take that which is dead like a camel that had no water, because their soul is emanating Sifatul Rahman. Their souls are emanating Sifatul Rahim, it dresses and blesses everything. And many hadiths from Prophet by virtue of their presence Allah sends rain, by virtue of their presence tanzil ar-rahmah. A rahmah and a mercy is continuously flowing upon earth. After Allah dress them from that reality, He take them and dress them from Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Means their whole life is all praise due to Allah, and He is the Lord of all creation. Because they come back and want to clarify, if you are of that reality, your reality is of an angelic reality. Do you think that angels are sitting and having unnecessary talk, unnecessary discussions, unnecessary use of their mouth, unnecessary use of their ability? They are dressed with the reality of Alhamdulillah, means everything about their existence is in the hamd of Allah. Means all they want is to sit in the zikr and the mafil, because the mafil is the biggest praise of Allah. Because when you want to praise upon Prophet, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, you are praising upon Allah as you praise upon Prophet. So their whole life is in praise, in praise, in praise. When someone comes and says, "What's zikr? Why you have to do zikr? What are you supposed to do? Talk about accounting?" Their reality is of no interest to anything other than in the glorification of Allah, whether it's through their salah, through their praying, through their praising, through their reading of Qur'an, through their reading of Dalal al-Khirat, through their zikrs, their mafis and their associations, because that is the food of their reality. Wa subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. All of that takes us now to the treasure of Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. It is the crown of that entire reality. Its gatekeeper and all knowledge is entering into that is Imam Ali salam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon wa salaamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bi hurmati Muhammad al Mustafa wa bi siri Surat al Fatiha.
Sidana Nabi, Sidana Nabi, Sidana Nabi, Sidana Nabi.